When I looked at Sarah for the first time, I loved her so much. I wanted her so much. I was ready to do anything I had to keep her. Mitch wiped the tears trailing down her cheeks with his thumbs. You wanted your daughter. That's nothing to blame yourself for. Your brother is the cause of all of this, and I swear he will never hurt you again. Mitch's eyes blazed. You're not fighting him by yourself this time. This time, to get to you, he'll have to go through me. Shelby pressed her face against his chest again and clung to him. He could never know what his words meant to her. For the first time in her life, she didn't feel alone. Sarah was safe. Ed and Ellen were safe. Shelby herself was safe, and she let herself believe that Christopher was not the all-powerful, and he would finally be out of her life forever. Mitch's cell phone rang. He kissed her temple and slowly loosened his hold while he unclipped his phone. I need to take this. He put the phone to his ear. Turner. He listened to the caller for some time, then said, Good. Let's get this done. He ended the call and focused on Shelby. I need to talk to you. A knock at the door interrupted him.
Chief, Church said you want to talk to me?
Morales. Shelby recognized his voice. I'll be right there, Mitch called out to Morales. Mitch rubbed his hands up and down Shelby's arms. Give me a few minutes, baby, then we'll talk. His serious expression had her stomach nodding. Mitch, when I get back. He kissed her again, then left the apartment.